You're listening to The Standard Podcast. Eye-opening for your ears.
สวัสดีค่ะโบสาวิตรีนะคะ This is We Need to Talk Podcast. Podcast Talk Show ภาษาอังกฤษสำหรับคนไทยที่ใช้ภาษาอังกฤษค่ะ Hi you guys, welcome back to episode 25 of our show. And thank you so much for listening. Guest ของเราในวันนี้ค่ะ Bam ปิติพัฒน์คูตระกูลค่ะHello, Bam.
สวัสดีครับพี่โบ
โอ้โหเสียงสดใสเสียงใสเจ้ยแจ้วมาเลย
Hello.
เหมาะแล้วสำหรับเป็นคนที่อ่านสปอตและทำงานในด้านเสียงแบบนี้
นิดหน่อยครับนิดหน่อย
Okay, so let's see. Here's what we have already known about you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you are 26 years old.
That's right.
We know that you've been a radio DJ at Get 102.5
That's
for
right.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We know that a lot of people know you from Top Chef Thailand as the host.
Mm-hmm.
You also MC a lot, especially at bilingual events.
Mm, you did a lot of homework.
Yeah, our producer did.
Okay.
And we also know that you almost became a pilot.
Ah.
Now, we're going to talk about all of these topics in just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. But since a lot of people know you from Top Chef Thailand, let's talk about food first.
Sure.
Okay, so if you have to eat one dish for the whole month, what would it be?
This one is pretty tough.
Yeah.Are you a food lover?
I am a food lover.
That's why it's hard to choose.
Right, because if you have to stick with one
yeah.
the entire month, it's going to be boring. It's any dish, any menu would be boring.
yeah.
Right?
It could turn your favorite into something
right,
you hate.
Exactly.
But let's say, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
What would it be?
Well, I would stick with something easy, like common gai.
Is that something you like already?
Yes, of course.
Hopefully you wouldn't hate it
uh-huh.
after a month.
I know. Yeah, but I think I could enjoy it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I actually like common gai too.
Yeah?
That was my thing. Like
uh-huh.
when I first came out of the AF house,
uh-huh.
my fan club used to buy me common gai a lot because I loved it. And then eventually I kind of got sick of it because I ate it pretty much like every day because
uh-huh.
they kept on buying it.
I had to customize too. It had to be neu nong tit nang.
Yeah. Oh, so you're like the juicy, like
right. the red
greasy.
Meat guy.
Yes, me too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, until I started watching what I eat more, but not really. Sometimes I cheat.
I know, right?
Okay, so you will never eat this kind of food ever. Is there anything you...
Things that are eaten in...the Fear Factor program.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that program?
Yes, I used to love that show when I was in...high school.
Right, I mean like buffalo balls or
yeah.
cockroaches.
Yeah.
I would never eat stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are like that.
Unless pay is good.
All right, here we go. So if anyone wants to see Bam eat anything gross, just uh-huh. make sure you have a lot of money.
A lot of money. And then, you know, just contact me and I'll reconsider.
What is something you don't really like, but you're trying to force yourself to eat more because it's good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is a good one. Yeah.
Right. But since I'm a food lover and I can eat all kinds of food, I'm a very easy person.
Yeah.
So... I don't have one on mind yet. I can eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you help me think of one?
I don't know. Like, I personally hate onions.
Onions?
Yeah, but I try to eat it just because it, like, it helps to keep the cold away.
Okay.
You know?
Probably cucumber.
What? Really? That's surprising.
I used to love cucumbers.
And then what happened?
I mean, I ate so much that my hand turned yellow. When
oh,
I was young.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which was really good. Maybe too good. But then when I started growing up, it started to, you know, have to smell.
The
green is
almond keel. Yes.
How do you say that in English? Like
I don't know.
Greenish
like,
smell?
I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, it has a weird smell. I don't know how to say it
like,
in English.
Yeah, a weird vegetable kind of smell.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's good for your body, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now let's time travel back to your childhood and get
uh-huh.
to know you a little better.
Sure.
How were you as a kid? Were you known as like a nice boy
uh-huh.
or like, you know, the proper boy? Or were you known as like the mischievous, naughty boy?
I'm known as both.
Both?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, when I'm with my friends, I'll tend to be more mischievous.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I'm with my parents or with elders, I would tend to be, you know, nice and polite.
You pen.
Yeah, that's the Thai word. Yeah, exactly. You pen.
Oh, you know how to survive in this world.
Yeah.
Tell us about your family, your parents, and your siblings.
We're a very warm family. Yeah, very close together. My parents met at Tisco.
What?
Not,
really?
Not Disco, all right? Tisco.
Tisco, like
yeah,
the
bank.
Tisco.
That's Tesco.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, I was going to say, I thought you said Tesco, like Tesco Lotus.
Not Tesco Lotus. Not Jai Talat. No, no, no.
I was like, okay, that's really random.
They used to work at Tisco. They met, and then they got married, and my sister, she's a year older than me. We're close as well. Maybe because she, how do you say this? She could be ma.
Okay. So what does that have to do with getting along with you?
Ma and Pat, you know, get along well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got even closer when I got promoted. I mean, double promoted. When I was in grade 3, I got 3.82.
You skipped
grade
2
four.
Grades.
I skipped one.
So from 3 to 5.
3 to 5, right. I finished 3 and then I skipped 4. And then I entered 5 with my sister.
Yeah, so
we have same group of friends, you know, same homework. So I get to copy hers. She get to copy mine. We get to share.
Did people think you guys were twins?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
When I enter college, that's like the number one top hit question.
Yeah.
Are you guys twins? Wait, the first question would be, are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend, couples? Oh, no, we're sisters. Oh, you're twins? No, we're brother and sister.
You're a poor sister. Because imagine, like, people probably think, well, one, they probably think, oh my God, that's her boyfriend. That's like people were staying away from her. And then they're like, oh, like, are you guys twins? No. Then, like, did you get hold back? Like, you know, that's the first thing people would think of, that your sister got hold back, not you skipping a grade. You're
right,
poor
right.
sister. Just kidding. But overall, you guys are a very,
very close.
Close family.
Right.
At school, what were your favorite subjects and what subjects were you bad at? Oh, well, not your favorite subjects, but which one were you good at and which one were you bad at? Or were you good at everything because you said you got 3.8?
I would put it this way. I think I'm a jack of all trades. So I can do everything, but I'm not really good at anything.
There's a term for that.
Yeah.
In Thai. Yeah.
In English, an idiom would be jack of all trade, right?
Yeah.
Like you can do this, you can do that. You can you're good at your right brain and your left brain, but you don't have an expert on anything.
That's what a lot of people said about people majoring in political science. Because we have to learn every little bit of everything. Yeah. Because you learn like economy, you learn about history, you learn about every little bit of everything, but we don't focus on something in particular. So yeah,
so I can't come up with one. Maybe when I was young, I think I strived in math, because my mom, until now, she opens a Kumong tutoring school. She bought a franchise. And I did Kumong as well when I was young. Yeah. And that's probably why
you excelled in math. And is that why you ended up majoring in finance? Or no?
No. But that was maybe part of the reason, because I wasn't stupid in math.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the main reason why I got into business school was because I had no idea what I wanted to do in life. And I consulted my parents and they said, you know, having knowledge in business is important nowadays. Right?
Yeah.
Everything is business. Even hospital is a business.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead with math.
Wait, so since you weren't bad at anything, was there any subject that you absolutely hate? Like, you might be good at it, but you just don't like the subject.
Probably history. Because there's no, you know, sense of attachment or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago.
Yeah. And out of curiosity, you went to an international school as a kid, right?
Yeah, since grade one.
What type of history did you guys learn?
Well, American history, of course.
Okay, so your school was an American school.
Yes, exactly.
What? American history was so much fun.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, it is fun.
Yeah.
When I grew older, yeah. you know, and, you know, I get to read, I get to travel, yeah. I get to see, you enjoy it more. But when you were young yeah. and, you know, you're in
you
the
Gopnik Alliance.
Yeah, I was forced to, you know, read this and that, Washington.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see. One of your biggest irony in life, from what I've heard, has to be the fact that you used to stutter.
Uh-huh.
Really? I couldn't tell. And, like, look at you now. You're, like, you're a host, you're an MC, you're a
right.
DJ.
That's right. But I have to correct your question just now.
Yeah.
It's not used to. Currently, still.
Still?
Stuttering from time to time.
What?
Yeah.
I can't tell at
all. You can't
all.
Tell, right?
There's
yeah.
no trace of it. How serious was it? Like, how bad was your stuttering?
It was not that bad,
mm-hmm.
but people could notice
yeah.
that I stutter when I, you know, tell a story.
Was it a big problem?
It was a big problem for me because I genuinely like to talk to people,
right.
like to, you know, meet new people and talk and get to know them. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy being an MC.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so it was a big problem that I couldn't deliver what I wanted to say or wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you used to get teased?
I don't remember. Maybe that's not my bum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my imprint. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's good. That's so good. Because mm-hmm. part of it, if you're confident in yourself, mm-hmm. if you're so confident, then no one can make fun of you.
Mm, that's true. And and it's very important. It links to self-communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the most important form of communication before you even talk to other people. You got to know how to talk to yourself,
exactly.
talk it out, yeah, and then gain confidence out of yourself.
Mm-hmm. How did you, I don't want to say fix it because mm-hmm. you said it still
uh-huh.
exists.
Uh-huh.
How did you cope with it or how did you make it better?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I just face it.
What did you have to do? I mean, just in case any of our listeners out uh-huh. there are facing this problem,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What were some of your tricks or your exercises that you did that helped?
I always believe that practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the same principle applies. So if you're stuck with this word, get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So speaking uses your mouth muscle as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, this muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you practice, you get used to it.
Yeah. Okay.
The other day, I had to be on stage
yeah.
for Tourism Authority of Thailand
mm-hmm.
with tons of puberihan and, you know, so very formal.
Yeah.
And when things are formal, you tend to
Tense up,
tied yeah. up, right? And that links to stuttering.
Ah, yes.
When you tense up, your muscles stutter.
Because you're stressed.
Exactly. So I cool off, you know,
yeah.
I just, you know, shake it up and try to practice, and it went well.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't, but that's okay. Just move on and just do it, you know.
Yeah. Mm. So practice is the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did your dreams change from when you were, let's say, when you were 5?
Mm-hmm.
To when you finished high school?
Mm-hmm. When I was 5...
What did you want to be?
Maybe 5 to 10. I
yeah.
watched, and I think you used to watch that as well. It's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I love that trilogy.
Me too. And there's this scientist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That built that car that takes you back in time.
Emmett.
Huh?
His name is Emmett.
Emmett?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know how I remember that. I just remember him being called Emmett. Because on that one that they went back to, like, the Wild Wild West, I remember the girl calling him Emmett.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Basically, yeah, they call him Doc as well.
Doc!
Right?
Doc! Yes,
huh?
Doc!
Hey, Doc!
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
You sounded just like, what is it?
Martin.
Marty! Marty!
Marty!
Marty
McFly!
Marty McFly!
Hello? Anybody home, Marty?
Yes.
And Doc was cool. He invented stuff.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be a scientist.
Mm.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then?
In reality, it's harder than it looks, right?
Yes.
It's harder than, you know, watching a movie and, you know, he just invented this and that. And
yeah.
A time machine in the form of a car.
Yeah.
So it changed.
Did you know right away what you wanted
know.
To know?
That was one of the reasons why I consulted my parents and they, you know, advised me to go to business school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But a thought came into my mind, actually came from my parents as well, is to become a pilot.
Ah, So you almost became a pilot. Did you take classes for it?
I got a scholarship.
Yeah.
They call it a student pilot scholarship from Thai Airways International.
Isn't it hard, though? Because I know someone who tried to get through that process. Mm. And there's so many processes. You have to go through different tests.
8 or 9.
Yeah. And
physical tests, and written tests.
And psychological tests.
Right. Spatial orientation tests, interview.
And you got it.
And I got it. I went through 8 to 9 processes.
And then what happened? What changed your mind?
Well, when I got it, there's this sense of achievement. I'm like, yes, I got it.
I'm good enough.
Yeah, this is awesome. But at the same time, if I went on to become a pilot, I had to stop everything that I'm doing, which was, you know, being an MC, a TV host. I didn't want to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I still want to do it.
You couldn't do both, right? Because it was very time consuming.
Mm, I thought of doing both. And then I stepped back and said, what's the point of doing both when I wanted to do this?
Yeah.
But that was like more of like a backup plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. A more stable plan.
Yeah.
Stable is the word. Yeah. Stable is the main idea, the main reason why I went for the scholarship.
Mm. Yeah.
But then in Thai, you know, ความแน่นอนอยู่ความไม่แน่นอน.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes being stable, I mean, having a stable job, it's not.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be successful.
That's right. And I want to enjoy what I do.
How did your parents react to that? Were they supportive?
They were very supportive. And I am very thankful every day that I have this modern thinking parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were very tan samai and they just wanted me to do what I love.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know that you do, you know, MCing and, you know, radio DJing and hosting.
Mm-hmm.
How did it all start?
It started when I was in sophomore year in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was in July. This newspaper columnist that I know of invited me to go cast for Travel Channel Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Around 8 years ago, Travel Channel Thailand got started.
Yeah.
And they were looking for an MC. Yeah. So he found out this news and then he invited me there. And then I went for casting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did casting both in Thai and English.
Yeah.
And somehow I got it. Yeah. For some reason. I don't know.
Oh,
I got it.
Stop being so modest.
Seriously. Yeah. I went for casting and then the building wasn't even done. Yeah. It was like bare cement and, you know, light bulb hanging. And they're just like, okay, pretend that this is and tourist attraction and just present it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, hello, welcome to this and that and those, you know, in Thai and English. And somehow I got it.
So that was your first gig?
That was my first gig. It was called Lucky Travel.
Uh-huh.
I did with my colleague. Her name is Prao.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What we did was just, you know, give out gifts just to attract people to watch the show.
Yeah.
And then later on, I have my own traveling show.
Mm.
It's called Boarding Pass, where I get to travel abroad to, you know, to Japan, to Czech Republic, to this and that. Yeah.
Nice. That must have been a great experience for a college student.
Yes.
To get to travel all over the world for free.
Mm, for free.
And get paid.
And get paid, right? Not just for free, right?
Yeah.
It's such an awesome job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then how did everything else come along?
This is the fun part of our job. I mean, we get to meet a lot of people. And I always believe that opportunity comes with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you meet lots of people, opportunities come along.
Yep.
Yeah, so it, you know, this door opens another door, opens another door. And, you know, it just leads to one another.
What do you like more, doing the radio part or doing TV?
I like both, but doing TV, I get to travel as well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if I host radio shows, I would have to be in the room, you know. But it's good because I get to listen to music and I love listening to music. Yeah, but it would be, it's more fun when you get to travel and explore.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you're working.
And currently, I've heard that you have a lot of events where mm-hmm. you host, where mm-hmm. you MC. And you also do voicing for spots.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to try? Is there anything else you want to try and you haven't yet?
I haven't done acting.
Ah.
Soap operas.
Yes. That's my world.
Uh-huh. I know, right? I think it's challenging.
Yeah.
It is hard to play another character.
Mm-hmm.
To do another role, yeah, I think it's very challenging and it's fun. And I think you need to do a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
Understand the character and stop being yourself.
Have you expressed this to anyone around you? Like your manager or, you know, 부짓 or any producers that you've met?
I haven't, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't.
So if any 부짓, yeah, any producers are listening.
Any, yeah, please, please. Bam is available and is very interested.
Okay, so since a lot of people know you as the host of Top Chef, let's mm-hmm. talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is it to be the host of a cooking reality competition?
So much fun.
Yeah.
And so much experience. I grew up a lot from this show. Because before the show, what I did was basically a traveling show.
Yeah.
So what I do is just enjoy. Be there at the location and, hey, check this out. This building right here is built 400 years ago and, you know, built by this architect and this and that and blah, blah. And, you know, this food, wow, it tastes so good. You know, you just present and just be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all facts.
And it's all facts. But for this show, mm-hmm. it's a reality show.
Yeah.
And what the producer expects from me is to be able to hold the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Engage the viewers.
You're in control of the whole show.
It's hard to have to control the entire show with 15 chefs and another 4 judges. And I don't know cooking at all. I don't cook, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love eating.
Yeah.
Oh. And I just love hosting. So it was very hard. The hardest part is there's so much pressure on me because I had to... What do you say? Give the instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And the instruction are different in each episode.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a secret. It's a top secret. It had to come out from my mouth. And they had to know right then.
Yeah.
And I had to be able to deliver and get their reactions.
Yeah.
That's the golden part of all reality shows.
Yeah.
Is to get people's reaction, mm-hmm. their reaction. And if I don't deliver or if I forgot the script or if I stutter,
that moment would be ruined.
That moment would be ruined and you cannot take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even though it's taped, but it's kind of like a one-time take.
Yeah. So it's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure on me. And the producer, the owner of the production house, I don't know if I could say this, but I wanted to say this because he's from Workpoint.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of show. I mean, he's so smart. He knows how to convey the message and to deliver the show. Yeah. And I can't deliver up to his level because it's my first time hosting a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of learning, a lot of homework, a lot of experience for me.
Yeah.
I get scolded a lot.
What would be your most memorable moment on the show?
The most memorable moment that I would never forget in this lifetime is when I say something
mm-hmm.
and the word cut came out midair right after I said something, which means...
You said it wrong.
I said it wrong. I fucked something up.
You
right?
said it
right.
wrongly.
And what I thought to myself was, I'm in deep trouble.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit.
Something
is going down.
Your heart probably fell down to your toes.
Uh-huh, exactly. And then he walked right up to me and then, you know, just scolded me in front of 20 people in the stage.
Yeah.
And 50 teams, you know.
Yeah. Are there cue cards? Or was it all from your memory?
It was all from memory.
Wow. Mm,
it was all from memory.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
No wonder there's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
So, what do you think is the key quality for the contestants to have in uh-huh. order to win the show?
The key qualities?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the show couldn't be more real. like, you can believe everything that I say. I mean, trust me, because everything that came out from my mouth is the moment that they know the instructions of that episode mm-hmm. and the ingredients, you know. What they had to do right away was to think and come up with incredible dish mm-hmm. that, of course, tastes good.
Yeah.
So their taste buds must be good.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to adapt, mm-hmm. the ability to pick plan, you know, and come up being creative,
mm-hmm.
work under pressure. Yeah, because sometimes it's 30 minutes,
yeah.
sometimes it's 60 minutes. All these qualities, very important. They have to have all of it.
When is the new season of Top Chef returning? Do you know yet?
I don't know about that, yeah, but I talked to P-Boy a couple of days back.
Mm-hmm.
He said probably end of this year.
Ooh, mm-hmm. so we gotta stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that, yeah, hopefully end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming today. It was a blast getting to know you better, but you will be back next week.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because we're going to play all the fun games that will
yes.
help us to get to know you a little better.
Yes.
Even more. And of course, I'd like to invite all of you guys who are listening to play along with us. So next Wednesday, please join us here on We Need to Talk at the Standard Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
และถ้ารู้ว่าเพื่อนคนไหนรักภาษาอังกฤษชอบฟังภาษาอังกฤษหรือเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจของเซเลบหลากหลายฝากแชร์เอพิโซดนี้ให้พวกเขาฟังกันด้วยนะคะ This is Bo Savitri. วันนี้ไปก่อนนะคะสวัสดีค่ะ
สวัสดีครับโอเคไหมครับ
สนุกสนุกเลยสนุกเลยสีก็ได้ไหม
พี่โบเก่งมากเลยตื่นสบายใช่ครับ
อ๋อที่เอง
The Standard Podcast Eye Opening for Your Ears